Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Lots to talk about with politics that's going to impact your life, including this interesting new poll. It shows 7 in 10 voters, likely voters, believe in Trump's slogan, America First. Now, juxtaposed, I mean, that gives you some comfort, doesn't it? I mean, it kind of did me when I saw the headline. It's a Breitbart story, by the way. But there's a not-so-silver lining in this story. And we'll get to that in a moment, because it relates to another poll that we talked about earlier in the week. And this, it's a harbinger of things that are going to come, which is why we, the people, who believe in inalienable rights, who believe in the founding principles of this nation as being God-given principles that are not given to you by government. This means that you and I have to continue being persuasive, of the persuadable. Now, the interesting thing here is, let's juxtapose that with how this impacts us in Oregon, and especially in terms of Greg Walden's retirement. Now, Cliff Bentz is a state senator from Ontario, comes from a wealthy family out there, politically connected. They're big fish in a little pond. Nice guy, bit of an arrogant sucker, but he stood firm, and I give him kudos for being one of the, you know, the 11 Oregon Senate Republicans who took a walk for 9 days. Good for him. He's announced he's going to run for Greg Walden's seat. There are others that are talking about, Newt Bueller's out there musing about it on Twitter. Now, both of these guys are moderates. Newt is much more to the left of Cliff Bentz, I think, ultimately, but okay. Both moderate Republicans. What if a conservative Republican got in the race? Let's say that Newt and Cliff Bentz are running. What would happen if they split the so-called moderate vote and a well-known conservative, like a state senator Dennis Linthicum from Klamath Falls, an absolute constitutional conservative, beyond reproach, and who ran against Greg Walden previously in the Republican primary about 4, maybe 6 years ago, for which Greg Walden, as I said the other day, has never forgiven him. All right. Wouldn't that be interesting and maybe apropos for Newt, given that Newt ascended to the mantle of being the Republican nominee to run against Kate Brown because two conservatives split the vote? Greg Wooldridge and Sam Carpenter. Wouldn't it be interesting to have that happen to him now? Turnabout's fair play, right? Anyway, in fact, there's Greg Walden on the screen of Fox Business. He's going to be live on Stuart Varney's show here in a moment. That'll be interesting. Anyway, what's interesting is that this next election will be all about Trump, right here in Oregon at every level. Believe me, friends, everything is going to revolve around Trump because the Democrats are going to impeach him. In fact, there's a story that does not relate correctly with this poll. 7 in 10 voters believe in Trump's America First. There's a Yahoo News story. Now, this is by AFP, which is some lefty organization. And the headline is, Trump's 2020 reelection fight set to be the most perilous in decades. And they're trying to make the case here that all these things could happen there could be a black swan event, something that is totally unpredicted, that influences how people think about a president. The impeachment wild card is another one. Or just the fact that maybe the economy might go south. Now, this almost doesn't make any sense. There's a headline on Drudge as a postscript to this story that says Trump faces a big suburban slump. Now, that is meant to scare the living daylights out of any Republican running anywhere in any suburban neighborhood, anywhere in the country, including Oregon. Is it really true? How does it measure up to this poll of 1,000 likely voters, 70% of which say they believe in America first? Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. We're not saying that here. But it means clearly that the worm has turned from the globalists to people who really believe that this nation is unique, and that because it's unique, we ought to go first. And that, frankly, some of these globalist ideas of, say, oh, maybe giving all kinds of foreign aid to all kinds of countries who then diss us and use it against us, maybe we ought to stop doing that. Maybe we ought to stop endless wars. Now, as a guy who's been to war twice with the Oregon National Guard, with Ranger units in Iraq and Afghanistan, let me just say, I'm not a fan of war, and you shouldn't be either. Those of you who've been there know exactly what I mean. It's an incredibly destructive, horrible, ugly thing. It's a destructive destroyer of families and of liberty and everything that we hold dear. Sadly, it is sometimes necessary. But the idea that we're going to be in a perpetual state of war forever and ever and ever, no. And Trump has been serious about this, and frankly, I'm serious about it. There's no reason for us to still be in Afghanistan. And you say, wait. Yeah, you're right, folks. You see, I saw the model firsthand when I was in Afghanistan to how Afghanistan could potentially have become a stable nation with an actual national identity, because you know it's never had one. That entire plan was blown up by Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, Afghanistan's a corrupt nation, but hey, we do business with lots of corrupt nations. Okay? But I got to tell you, the idea that we are still losing American lives in Afghanistan, some, what, 18 years later? 17 years later, is dumb. Trump is right about a number of things, and one of them, when saying America first, is let's concentrate on what we need to do for America. Now, that means that we value, just this statement alone, we value America, we value our families, our communities, the principles of life in America. We value that more than endless wars and just throwing your tax dollars blindly and stupidly at foreign nations. Okay, having said all of that, do you believe that 70% of Americans can at least in this poll, and it actually follows on, and this Breitbart story talks about other polls that have produced similar findings, that how can 70% of Americans believe in the president's entire campaign governance direction, which is make America great again, America first? How can 70% of Americans believe that and then Trump be so unpopular that he may or may not get reelected, and that he has these problems in suburban areas. What? Now think about that. This, friends, is what the moderate establishments folks, people like Greg Walden, who was really not a Trump fan, folks. Let's just be honest. Neither is Newt Bueller. Now, I don't know about Cliff Bentz, but knowing Cliff, I doubt that he is also. These are moderates. They are okay with the idea of serving in the minority. As long as they get to bring home their pork, as long as they get to sit on their powerful committees, as long as they get to be called senator or congressman, and they get to be taken to dinner by people, and they get to go on junkets paid for you by the taxpayer, as long as all those things are happening, they're okay with serving in the minority because they don't want to be ideologically identified. They don't want people to say that they're racist because they oppose anything that is allowed to destroy this country, like looking the other way to allow illegal aliens to flood this country through open borders. If you oppose that, you're called a racist. These moderates don't. They run screaming to their offices and hide and cower behind their couches or their office. I know. You think that's a bit of an over. It isn't. They're deeply fearful of it. The last thing one of these moderates wants or can stand without getting really weak in the knees and having a weak spine is to be called by the media and to be influenced by those very sophisticated social media operations, as Rush Limbaugh has detailed and proven, that make it seem that they're much more important and much greater influencers than they are, that go after them. Greg Walden once told me a story about how 3,000 people showed up at his town hall in Bend after the Obamacare votes, after Republicans took, after Trump's election. Folks, he was freaked out over that. He would never admit that, but I can tell you personally, he wouldn't have said anything about it to me, and I could see it in his face when he did. It was a huge red flag to him. Folks, that was an entirely orchestrated and put up effort. So when we think about how can 7 in 10 voters agree with a president's theme of how to govern this country in every way, and then weak-kneed Republicans be afraid to embrace that theme, what are the implications of that in every level, including your county commission elections, your school board elections, everything here that's coming? How can you reconcile the two? Back in a moment at 6:20, we'll go to the phones. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is great to have you with us. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Yes. My bad for not giving out the phone number in the first segment of the show. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. In a moment, we'll go to Ron, who's on the line, graciously held over on the break. But I got an email from a particular state employee who shall remain nameless. My comments about Newt Brown's run for Walden's seat. This person writes, your comments on the Oregonian article about Newt Brown... How hilarious that is. considering running for Greg Walden's seat in Congress? Are we going down this road again? What will the Republican leadership do? Get behind Newt? Have him announce his great support for abortion and bring in the same political advisors who ensured his loss the last time? Well, of course. I mean, seriously. You know, Newt's an incredibly smart man. I mean, he's a Rhodes Scholar. You don't become a Rhodes Scholar because you're dumb. Yet he is dumb. Because incredibly smart people end up just repeating Einstein's theory, expecting different results, doing the same thing over and over again. It's dumb. Because Newt is who he is. He's not going to change. Yes, he'll bring in the same people. Yes, he'll go raise a lot of money. And yes, he'll lose again. Why? Because he's not an America First guy. He's an anti-Trumper. He's pro-abortion. In fact, who was it? Well, it's he's going to be the opposite of Donald Trump. Now, you're not going to win a Republican primary by being the opposite and dissing your president, especially if you have another moderate running against you. Anyway, back to the phones. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Sorry, Ron, I just had to get that off my chest.
No, you're not sorry. I'll tell you like it is. I'll give you all the answers right now. Let's start with, you know, when you have our national committee man of the ORP, and you have the opportunity to bring Doug Ducey, the most conservative of the Western states, to our state, and Newt turns him down, and then our national committee man wouldn't even bring him to the state, wouldn't even ask him to come to the state to have our down-ticket candidates, then you know the establishment is terrible. That there is a catalyst. What's got in common? That same man I just mentioned, our national committee man, 12 years in the situation almost, with the results on the ORP in every election since Chris Dudley, zilch. What I see, bankruptcy almost with our party. Newt, when you're talking about the second congressional district, we need somebody like a Lithicum. We need somebody who is a constitutionalist, a servant, a listener that will meet to the middle on various things that will benefit all Oregonians and not just their wallet. And I will vouch for him. I will vouch for him. Be honest with you, we need him in the state more than we need on the, what you call it. But if I have to choose a Cliff Bentz, I don't know. I would have to throw it up. We need somebody with a backbone, not no weakness, that will support the policies of our president. If you're going to be part of the ORP or of the GOP, you better have a backbone. You will listen to your constituents, and you will find a way to gather about and round the people up and help everybody. Because you can't go nowhere. And then the most important thing, and this is what I despise about both of the people I just mentioned, they do not have God as their head, as our party figure. That's the missing ingredient. People need to realize when this party was founded in the 1840s, it was founded by faith and action and courage and honor. Just like our founding fathers, it ain't about the pressure, baby. It ain't about getting a big payday. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it, brother.
God bless you, brother.
You too. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Morning. I have two things. One, I take it as I'll be repeating old things here. One, it's not an attack on Trump as much as an attack on how dare the citizens elect someone that the elitists don't want.
Yes.
The next thing is that if we don't start getting people that have a backbone, like Ron said, and somehow make the Oregon State Republican Party understand a moderate doesn't work, it's not going to change. And it's got to change if they want to stay around. Unless they like being the second fiddle and do nothing except be subservient to the socialists. The socialists are upset because we, the people, finally had a choice on who we wanted for president, and we got it. And that's what this fight's about, is the elitist socialist, whatever you want to call them. I call them socialist communists because they don't like the United States, but they made their millions of dollars here in the U.S., which always puzzled me. Why don't you like the country that you made your money in? And so that's all I got to say. That's where it's at.
Thanks, Rich. Again, well said, because that is this attack against, in many ways, against the entire direction of Donald Trump. Make America great again. America first. This attack is an attack ultimately against us, those of us who believe America is unique and distinct, and that this great experiment of a constitutional republic, one of a kind in the world, in man's history, is the best form of governance with all of its faults. And it is, it's not perfect, but it's the best form of governance politically that gives people their rights to choose their own destiny, to live free. That's worth fighting for, don't you think? I do.
Yes.
Rich, thanks. Appreciate it. We're at the bottom of the hour, 6:30. When we come back, more of the nuggets out of this poll that says 70% of voters believe America first. But there is an interesting nugget. There's a couple of nuggets, and one of them is not a positive. And it relates to exactly what the theme of this show is. You persuading the persuadables. All of that when we come back. Thanks for listening, friends. It's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Come on and sing my song all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today. So, as we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I teased you with the nuggets out of this poll. This is going to impact Oregon elections, not just national elections, folks, but Oregon's elections. It is. And I'm going to share that with you in a moment. But first, I want to share with you, you have an opportunity to maybe make your health a lot better using CBD products. Works for me. Maybe not everybody, but I think it's worth a try. CBD products make people's lives better. Just ask people who swear by it. It works for me. Maybe you ought to try it. Maybe you ought to go talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements down on South Commercial, just next to Safeway in Salem. They sell the highest quality product there is. CannaShield. That's the name of it. CannaShield. And you can see it. You can learn more about it if you go to their website, vimsalem.com. In all seriousness, they have some great tinctures you put under your tongue. That's what I use. And also creams that do help. You know, I've got a particular bad muscle right now that's I injured working out. And it helps. It really does relieve the pain and makes things better. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. You should check it out. VimSalem.com on the web or see them down on South Commercial right next to Safeway. All right, so here's one of the interesting nuggets about this poll taken by Selzer and Company and Grinnell College. This is an ongoing poll, so it's nothing here. Finds that the vast majority, this is a Breitbart story, finds the vast majority of American adults say they are America first voters. far less than, here's the nugget, only 19% identify themselves as socialists. Now, that has been a constant. So here we have a Democrat Party roundly, almost every presidential candidate, which these are the people that are putting forward the face of the party and its ideology, who are embracing socialism in every way. The front runners are. Now, why would they be doing that if only 20% of Americans believe and identify as socialist? Why would they do that when they see polls like this who consistently show, in fact, this poll is up from a previous poll that only showed 66% of voters identified with America First. So why would a Democrat Party everywhere in America, including right here in Oregon, identify themselves as socialists? Why would their standard bearers, their Newt Buellers, shall we say, identify themselves as socialists? Why would they do that? The people they have running for Congress, the people they have, Nancy Pelosi. Why would they do that? Is it because they're tone deaf? Or is it because they think that ultimately this is going to be the transformational policy of this country? Because they know that in ensuing generations, I go back, I teased you with this earlier in the first half of the show, and I'll get to it now. Remember that poll we talked about earlier? In the earlier part of the week? About how all of these millennials, the vast majority of them, the majority of them, 51%, are okay with voting for a socialist. You see, this is what the left does. They take every great institution that we call them principle, and they attack it to destroy it. Now, is that good or is that bad? Is that evil? Now, let me tell you why Nancy Pelosi, why all of these Democrat candidates for president are embracing socialism, like giving free health care to illegal aliens, things like that. 89% of the people in this poll are proud to be American. Okay, that's good. That means that America First appeals to them. 87% of them, however, are tired of the circus in politics. Okay, with this divisive president in the deep state going after him, yeah, I would understand that. 70% believe in America First. Now, here's the other nugget that is profoundly worrying to me. 54% view themselves as progressive. 41% are gun enthusiasts. 38% say they're feminist. 33% say they're politically incorrect. And only 19% said they are socialist. How can 19% of these people say that they're socialist when 54% believe they're progressive? Because progressive is being marketed in every way as not socialist, when it is. If you look at every person, especially in Oregon, who calls themselves a progressive, what are they talking about? What are they embracing? What ideas? They're socialist ideas. Cradle to grave ideas of government taking care of you. Look at what Kate Brown said. Look at what they do, folks. Don't listen to what they say because they're lying to you. Because remember, these people believe in their hearts, and they may not be bad people, but they truly believe in their heart that government must be the arbiter of all things. Government, that life is unfair and government must make it fairer. That government must enforce every single idea that is good for the community. And that we as individuals must be subservient to government because government knows best. Because government is the only tool, and it is a tool, that can ensure fairness. These people think they are progressives. 54% think they're progressive, but only 19% socialist. There is no difference between progressives and socialists. This is the deception, and this is why Nancy Pelosi, and this is why so many of the Democrat presidential candidates are embracing socialist policies, because they know that if 54% of people think they're progressive, they have an opportunity to influence their thinking. That's why they're doing this. Now, in Oregon, do you think that the America First idea is one that is, well, is persuasive? Now, offhand, most people think, yeah, America should be first. We should take care of our own. We should take care of our homeless here in Oregon. That's a Democrat problem in every Democrat city, every Democrat-run city. Why? Because they have policies that encourage it rather than discourage it. And they force people into homelessness. Why? There's Greg Walden on the House voting resolutions laying out the next steps in the impeachment process. What a sham that is. Anyway, homelessness. Democrat ideas that raise your cost of living so bad you can't afford to live in these cities. In fact, you can't afford to have a house. You can't afford to pay rent, even with rent control. All of this is brought to you by the Democrats. Yet our standard bearers here in Oregon seem to be incapable. And this is what Ron was getting at, and Rich, you just verified it, seem to be incapable of getting that message across to people, to the persuadables that are going to decide the directions of this state. That's where we're headed here, folks. So when it comes to whoever's going to replace Greg Walden, are they going to be afraid to embrace America First because it might be viewed as white supremacist, might be viewed as racist? Believe me, every single race in this state, the Democrats are going to try to tar and feather every Republican as being a Trumpist. Well, when we come back, Rebecca, just hang on through the break, because I'll get you when we come back on the other side of the break here. But look, folks, when we come back, let me just share with you how I think this particular issue of America being first is absolutely a winning issue in Oregon, and how we can use it to persuade the persuadables. But even more importantly, it is the opportunity to help people experience an epiphany, the light bulb going on in the head, that maybe progressivism, which 54% of the people in this poll said they are progressive, is no different than the 19% of the people in this poll who said they're social. What do you think? Back in a moment. Don't go away. It's 6:48 in the morning. Back with Rebecca and maybe your phone call.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today, folks. I will share with you how we can use, those of us who believe in liberty, in the inalienable rights of the individual, not given to you by government, but by God. Those of us who believe in it, I'm going to share with you how we can use this poll, which is a consistent poll taken over time, that is actually growing in favor of Donald Trump's idea of America first. How we can use that here in Oregon. We got to go to Rebecca, who has stayed on the line over the break. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. We haven't arrived at this place by accident. The left has been trying for a long time to break us free from the understandings that the founders gave us. And they have been attacking the foundation of our understanding of liberty based in Jesus Christ. Our founders said that America was dedicated as a beginning country to people who would believe in Jesus Christ. And so all across America, there were monuments put up to the Ten Commandments, and people understood what was right and what was wrong. And multiculturalism has been introduced in the schools to undermine that knowledge. And also the ACLU has attacked the monuments wherever they exist. And so that now the young people are confused and they don't understand that there is truth or that there is a right and wrong. They believe that there's no such thing as right and wrong. And so the people need to understand most basically that liberty is based in keeping yourself from doing wrong and pushing yourself to accomplish what is right. And those things don't come naturally. We tend toward licentiousness. Licentiousness is giving yourself permission to do whatever you feel you want to do. And liberty is doing what is right in the face of what is the expedient thing to do.
Well said, Rebecca. Very well said. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it and appreciate you hanging on. Got to go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, what do you say?
John Kerry was running for president. Democrats were on the platform in L.A., and Kerry, the Clintons, stood on the platform and held hands with the lady who was in charge of the American Communist Party, and they raised their hands, and they said, "We're now called the progressives." I don't know what else you need to know.
That's a great visual. It'd be great to have that video floating around out there. Rich, thanks for reminding me about that. I'd appreciate it.
Right.
How true. American Communist. So how can we, you and I, use this poll, which in 1 month jumped 4 points? You see, this same poll in September showed that only 60% of likely voters believed in America first. In 1 month, it popped up 4 points. Let me ask you what's happened in that last month. Well, yeah, maybe the continued kangaroo court of Adam Schiff and impeachment against Trump and this charade that's now been exposed that we talked about yesterday, forcing Nancy Pelosi's hand to schedule a smoke and mirrors vote. No, that's not really it. What happened? A president came out and said, no more endless wars. He followed through on a promise. He pulled troops from Syria, with the exception of the oil fields. And he also helped broker a deal for the Kurds so that Turkey's invasion wouldn't continue. More importantly, he sent a message. I'm going to follow through because America's first. We keep spending all this money on endless wars, and we're not taking care of things at home. A March survey, the story says, in another poll, Harvard-Harris found similar results when U.S. voters were asked their opinions on specific policy questions and whether they side with Trump's America First doctrine. In that survey, 75% of voters favored the national populist America First doctrine on things like immigration, trade, foreign policy. So how does that look? If multiple polls show that Americans believe in America first, how can we use that? Remember how I said that all of these elections are going to be all about Trump? So when someone says, are you a Trump supporter? You say, yeah, I believe in America first. America's the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Our rights are guaranteed to us in a constitution. We are a constitutional republic. It's never happened before in the history of the world. And it gives us the greatest individual rights to determine how we want to live, where we want to live, what we can say. Now, everything I just said to you is a response that for probably 90% of, unless you are just an America hater, and there are some here, I mean, they're communists, but 90% of the people that you would say that to, who might be, maybe don't like Trump, would agree with that, wouldn't they? And then you can follow up by saying, yeah, you know, Trump's not perfect. His tweeting bothers me sometimes. But you know what? I don't think we should have open borders. I think that earning your citizenship like generations of Americans have who've come to this country should mean something. Yeah, and I don't think we should be letting China and other countries steal our intellectual property to compete with us in trade. And I certainly don't think we should keep paying for endless wars. Yeah, I believe in America first. We need to take care of our country first before we try to be the cop of the world and give money to nations who hate us, who vote against us constantly in the United Nations. Yeah. I believe in America first, and I think you should too. Now, what you've just done by saying those things is you have gotten somebody who is maybe on the fence, or maybe who's doesn't like Trump but kind of likes the economy. You've gotten them to start thinking about that. Now, we'll get into more of this tomorrow, because tomorrow's show is, of course, going to be towards the end of the week, but I want to ask a question for tomorrow. Remember I said that you're the greatest influencer you know? I want to ask you to think about this. What influences you? Campaigns, ads, slick ad campaigns like Make America First, Make America Great Again. What influences you? See you tomorrow, folks. Make it a great day.